Welcome back. Good news for Woodside Park Stud and the Victorian breeding industry, with confirmation in recent days that Group 1 winning mare Tycoon Tara, when she's retired to stud in a few months' time, will go to Zoostar. Matt Tillett from Woodside Park joining us on Talking Horses. Well, Matt, that's a bit of a coup.
Good morning, Joe. Yes, we're very excited about the news. I mean, she's obviously been a great mare for a number of years, going out in great fashion this season, winning the last Group 1 of the year. I suppose she's the most current, hottest mare around, and for her to be coming down to Zoostar for our first year, there's no better accolade for a young, unproven stallion to get a mare like her.
Tony Krushka, her owner and breeder, was a guest of Talking Horses on last week's program, and by that stage he obviously hadn't made the decision, but he did hint that there was only one Victorian stallion that they were considering and the rest were hunter based. So it is a great win for the local industry.
Yeah, it is, and we're very, very thankful to Tony. He had touched base with us very early on in the piece, far before she was a Group 1 winner, and said that Zoostar was a horse that he was really interested in for her. He liked the pedigree matchup. He's seen Zoostar and obviously how well they've sold. And he told us he just loved the idea of the mating. Obviously, then when she wins a Group 1, it must be tempting to go to some, you know, proven stallions with the bigger service fees. She's obviously an outcross to most things, so could have gone to one of the expensive Danehill line stallions. However, Tony, being a good Victorian and obviously very, very keen on the mating as well, he decided to keep her in Victoria and go to the horse that he was very happy to go to because of, you know, the Vobis bonuses and all that sort of stuff that he's very interested in.
And the synergy with Woodside Park Stud then continues. Of course, Tycoon Tara is by your flagship stallion, Written Tycoon.
Yeah, she is. So we've obviously followed her career closely. We've always been very proud of what she's achieved. And, you know, for us, it's something that's exciting. Hopefully it becomes a cross that's very successful in future because we're obviously going to have lots of Written Tycoon mares and we've got Zoostar. So hopefully it's a cross that produces lots of Group 1 winners itself.
Her win in the Tats Tiara a couple of weeks ago, the last Group 1 of the season in Australia, continued what has been a remarkable season for Written Tycoon on the racetrack with his progeny.
Yeah, it's been another amazing year. She's probably been the flagship this year. She won a number of Group 2s and the Group 1 at the end of the season. So she's done fantastic things since she's been in Sydney with the Snowdons. And, you know, on top of that, he's had an unbelievable year with his runners across the board. He continues to amaze us. He's with his 2-year-olds. He hasn't had a slipper winner like he did the year before, but he's actually 46% runners to winners for his 2-year-olds, which in a season is quite extraordinary.
And we're seeing incredible results too in the sales ring, Matt, right through from mares in foal to him, weanlings and yearlings.
Yeah, he's really risen to another height again this year. Each year we keep saying, you know, it can't get any better than this, and it just keeps happening. You know, like even at the Great Southern Sale just 2 weeks ago, I mean, he broke all sorts of records. The weanlings in the sale, I think there were 8 in the sale, and they averaged 155,000 and topped out at 310,000, which was an equal state record. And Christoph from Bombora Downs sold that lovely colt there to Newgate and the China Horse Club. So to think that, you know, a Victorian stallion at a Victorian sale, which hasn't been an elite sale in the past, it, you know, now can produce yearlings that are bought by the biggest buyers in the world, at, you know, some prices that are, you know, very, very impressive.
And the breeding season is just around the corner, and he'll rightly command a fee of $88,000 this season.
Yes, Joe, it's rapidly approaching the breeding season. He will cover probably all up 165 mares, I think, and they'll, you know, again, be some of the best mares in the country. He'll be covering plenty of Group 1 winners himself. You know, he's rising 15 this year. He's still very happy, very healthy, and like every year, he has amazing fertility. So long may it continue.
And what news of his son, Rich Enough, who's on your roster at the moment? He'll stand his first season in Victoria.
Yes, he's first season in Victoria this year after covering a fantastic book of mares at Glen Logan Park Stud up in Queensland last year. He covered 125 with great fertility, and some people may wonder why he went up to Queensland first year, but just quickly I'll just explain that when Written Tycoon went up there for 1 year, he covered 107 mares, and from that book in Queensland, that was the year he produced his record-breaking year with two-year-olds. He produced Capitalist, Winning Rupert, Luna Rossa, a number of others. So our thinking was that if we send his highest-rated son up to Queensland, we weren't going to ship Written Tycoon, so we thought we'll send his highest-rated son and see if he could cover those similar mares that Written would have gotten, and then maybe, who knows, he might become the $80,000 stallion as a much younger horse than you know, a 14, 15-year-old stallion.
Mm-hmm. And what's the level of interest been like for him in Victoria this time round?
Yeah, the level of support's been really good. Obviously, a lot of people this year who have been selling Written Tycoon yearlings and weanlings for lots of money off fairly low service fees, a lot of them now can't quite justify spending $80,000 on their mare. So they're all sort of looking to, I suppose, you know, the next one, which we hope is Rich Enough, and he's here, he's local. Obviously, you know, there's the Vobis benefits and all that sort of stuff for your Victorian breeders, so the support's been great. There's still a little bit of room left in him. Again, he's got great fertility like his old man, so if anyone out there has a mare and you know, would like to get to that bloodline at a slightly lesser fee, then please give us a call.
So just confirming his fee is?
He's $12,500 plus GST.
Okay. And back to Tycoon, yeah.
Sorry, which interestingly was the exact same fee that Written Tycoon was for the first 2 years when he was at Woodside.
Well, that could be an omen, a positive one. And Matt, back to Tycoon Tara. So what she does now in a limited number of starts she's likely to have will potentially only enhance her value as a brood mare. Has it been confirmed what her racing path will be between now and when she comes to your farm?
Yeah, we've been told because she won the Missile Stakes very impressively last year, they want to go back-to-back in the Missile. I'm not sure what they're doing after that, but I believe she's probably only going to have two more starts.
Okay. Excellent, Matt. Thanks for joining us, as always, on Talking Horses. Plenty to chat about there, and congratulations on securing Tycoon Tara to Zoo Star this season.
Thanks, Joe. Anytime.
Matt Tillett from Woodside Park Stud joining us on Talking Horses.